Did you ever wonder, and I know you probably didn't, but, you know, it's something to think about here. When did women really start wearing shorts for more than just beachwear or pinup girls? Do you have the answer? Do you remember when that was? And, you know, I had to tease our station manager this morning, and Lori, about short shorts. And was she going to get out her short shorts today? Because we're having such a beautiful day in southern Alabama. Well, I have the answer for you, and I have the answer for Lori also. The 1950s decade was one of the first that embraced women wearing shorts. Now, the shortest of the 50s shorts were the shorties, I-E-S, shorts. Now, these had a 6-inch seam well above the knee, and had a classic 1950s high waist and side zipper. Then came the short shorts. Well, these really took off to the point that a group called the Royal Teens had to cash in on this fad. So they came out with a rocking fad song that hit number two in 1958. The question is, who wears short shorts? And the answer is, she wears short shorts.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
Who wears short shorts?
I can say here is, Barney, if you keep wearing those short shorts, you probably be having some problems there, buddy.
You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WADF.
Another half of our show, and we're glad to have you back with us. You know, there were times in our lives, for most of us at least, when love became sort of somewhat a game initiated by you or the other person. You remember those days? There were ups and downs that affected human emotions, right? And some of us learned good lessons, and others learned sad lessons. Tommy Edwards took these emotions to another level with his number one hit song, It's All in the Game. Oh, by the way, this is the only number one hit ever written by a U.S. vice president. It was composed in 1911 by then banker Charles Gates Dawes. Rings a bell, doesn't it? He became vice president under Calvin Coolidge in 1925.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet and he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your hearts will fly. With a sweet bouquet, then he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly away.
Yeah, I bet that brings back some memories, right? Well, a girl named Sharon Shealy, you ever heard that name before, wrote a song called Poor Little Fool when she was only 15 years of age. Now, she had met Elvis Presley, and he encouraged her to write. It was based on her disappointment following a short-lived relationship with no other than Don Everly of the Everly Brothers. So she sought out Ricky Nelson to record the tune. She drove to his house, knocked on the door, and claimed that her car had broken down. You never did anything like that, did you? He came to her aid, though. That was Ricky, and she sprang the song on him. Well, her version was a little bit faster in the tempo than his recording, and you may remember talking about her on an earlier show a couple of weeks ago. She was engaged, too, in riding with Eddie Cochran when a taxi crash killed him in 1960. And now Ricky Nelson's number one hit in 1958, Poor Little Fool.
I used to play around with hearts, pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Okay, and I got a big question for you. I want you to tell me who your favorite Looney Tune character was. And email it to me. Say, hey, Jim, my favorite Looney Tune character was... I'll tell you what mine was. Mine was Bugs Bunny, of all guys. And email it to me at wabf1480@outlook.com. And put it in care of Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies, and that way I can... see if maybe, just maybe, I can get your character on the show in the next coming couple of weeks or so. So think about that one. Hey, Golden Rock and Roll music lovers. We can't continue with the hits of 1958 without playing Little Anthony's first big hit. And we're talking about Little Anthony and the Imperials. Now, do you know what it was? Well, if you guess, Tears on My Pillow, you're exactly right. It reached number 4 in the United States, selling over 1 million copies back then, and it was the most successful single of the Imperials' doo-wop period. Its success would only be matched by the Imperials' 1964 hit. You remember what that one was? It was Going Out of My Head by Little Anthony. Now let's get up and slow dance, queens and kings, to Little Anthony's Tears on My Pillow.
On my pillow, pain in my heart, caused by you. Love is not a gadget, love is not a toy. When you find the one you love, she'll fill your heart with joy. If we could start anew, in my heart, caused by you.
You,
oh, oh,
oh.
You,
oh,
oh,
oh.
You,
oh, oh.
Wow, what a voice. Don't you wish you could reach those high notes? Mark, if you're listening, is a good friend of mine. You know Mark here at the radio station. I wonder if he can reach those notes anymore. Because he has a tenor voice. He can get up there and hit those notes for sure. Well, we're going to talk about a guy named Hal and Herbie. And I'm not talking about the Volkswagen, you know, the Herbie movie going back in the 60s. We're talking about Hal and Herbie Kalin, K-A-L-I-N. Now, they were twin brothers, and they had this desire to get into the music business world. The problem was they continued to be turned down by every producer they met. Well, a guy named Clint Ballard Jr., he was a writer and producer for many, many hit songs, and he helped them get signed with Mercury Records, of all people. And they were big. The only big hit song became number 5 with the song called When. Yeah, W-H-E-N, about the happiness of being with the one you love. Now the Kalin Twins and When.
I know our love will always be. When you kiss me right, I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me when I say be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you be mine?
Oh baby, I'm in you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me.
Always be when you kiss me right. I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me when I say be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you be mine?
When will you be mine?
You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WADF.
Yeah, I'm back with you again here. Our next 1958 big number 5 hit, just like Wynn was an unusual song that highlighted a female voice in the background calling out with, ah. Now you're going to hear this. One comment from a fan was, hey guys, they just don't make hits like this anymore. I'm glad I was around back then. Oh, by the way, Julie is an older girl, but he doesn't care. The Crescendos. Only top 10 hit ever by them. Oh, Julie.
Oh, Julie.
Ah.
Oh, Julie.
Ah. Oh, Julie.
Ah.
You'll never know how I love you. Oh, 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 Julie. A teenage dream that can't come true. I see you, Julie, each day as you walk by. but maybe someday, Judy, I'll be the apple of your eye. Although you're older than me, it makes no difference, you see, as you are my shining star. You've heard a passion for love and jealousy, my dove. Well, that's the way I feel about you. I need you, Judy. You'll never know how my heart grows. Oh, please, please help me. My love just burns and burns. But someday, Judy, when I'm as old as you, I'll take you, Julie, and make my dreams come true.
You know, it almost sounds like that particular song was done in a garage, doesn't it? You could hear the piano echo in the background, and it's almost like it was in a garage, like we talked about earlier, about a song that was also popular. Well, back in the late 50s, though, most of the sad songs were about what? Losing love? Yeah, and breakups? And some songs about deaths of a loved one. I mean, we've got to be straightforward about it. That's what they were about. Well, even though our next top hit starts out with the angry sea taking its love away, so you think that's the end, right? Well, things turn around towards the end. So let's listen to what happens with Jody Reynolds' Angry Sea.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took it, baby, from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my bed has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Ran in the water, heart full of fear. There in the breakers, I saw her near. Reached for my darling, held her to me. Stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep, endless sleep.
Did you get it? He he won out. I mean, he saved her from the endless sleep from the sea. Well, you're listening to Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies right here on your station, WABF 1480 AM or WABF1480.com. Listen live on the internet, and I already know some are listening from the UK because I got the message, so I appreciate that very much. You know, there was a time in the 50s and the 60s, if you remember this, greasers, you guys, when you met that special paper shaker, gotta look that one up, that you wanted to show all the other cats that she was your girl and you were now going steady. So what did you do? Well, you give her your class ring, right? And she would wear it either on her finger, of course, wrapped colored twine around there so it would fit properly, and then, or she'd wear it on her necklace. Either way, the other guys would know that she was yours, right? Well, Elvis Presley captured and capitalized on this in our next number two hit, Wear My Ring Around Your Neck.
Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring your old neck. Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them know thing. They say that we're too young to know the meaning of a ring. I only know what love, love you, and that you love me too. Oh, darling, this is what I ask of you. Won't you have my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by hand? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring.
Thank you very much. That's what he said, right? Thank you. Thank you very much. That's right. Thank you. Jack Scott. You remember that name in rock and roll history? Well, My True Love, this song, has a rather haunting melody to it and devotional lyrics that make it sort of like a timeless classic, and it is, actually. It touches the hearts of listeners with its message of love, devotion, and its simple yet powerful lyrics are easy to relate to. You may remember it being featured in several movies and TV shows over the years, including American Graffiti and The Sopranos. Jack Scott left us in 2019 at the age of 83 years of age. He wrote a lot of songs for others as well. So let's take a listen to My True Love.
I pray to the Lord to send me a love. He sent me an angel from heaven above. The stars in the sky, he placed in her eyes. She is my true love. The
touch,
my true love,
of her hand,
my true love,
capture,
my true love,
my soul,
my true love,
and the kiss,
my true love,
from her lips,
my true love,
set
my true love
aglow,
my true love,
and I know,
my true love,
from heaven,
my true love,
from hell,
my true love,
above,
my true love,
came my I'll always be true. My prayers, they were answered, and the Lord sent me you with love and devotion that I knew until I thank
my true love,
the heaven,
my true love,
the heavens,
my true love,
above,
my true love,
for sending my true love.
Great music, great memories, WABF.
You've been listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show, brought to you by Chase Heron State Farm, your friendly neighborhood insurance expert in Fairhope. WABF Mobile Fairhope.
Well, all I can say is I really don't want to go. I wish I could carry this show on for another hour, but unfortunately, today we can't. Perhaps one of these days we'll have to carry the show longer and talk about the history of rock and roll. And I want to let you know, next week we're going to carry right into part one of 1960. So make sure you tune in and listen to us. And we thank Chase Heron State Farm Insurance for sponsoring us. And I want to say God bless you all. Have a great evening. And Sunday, go to the church of your choice. Have a great evening. See you next week.